This audio program is presented by Trafalgar Square Books, a small Vermont publisher. Trafalgar Square Books presents Brain Training for Writers. Unlock your writing potential with stressless techniques for conquering fear, improving performance, and finding focused calm. Written and read by Andrea Montserrat Waldo.
Dedication. In memory of my grandmother, Peggy Montserrat, who gave me the gift of horses when I was 6 years old, and to my husband, Eric Waldo, for understanding that I need to ride as much as I need to breathe. Introduction. August days don't come any more perfect than this one. Warm but not hot, clear skies, and a slight breeze. I walked up to the fourth jump on my cross-country course, a green table that looked like it could seat Harry Potter's giant friend Hagrid and his entire family for Thanksgiving dinner. There were four normal-sized people stretched out across the top of it, chatting happily. I swallowed. Actually, it was more of a gulp. I'd been stressing out about this jump for an entire year, ever since it had debuted on last year's course, when I had started to contemplate a move up to this level. It hadn't gotten any smaller. I looked at my coach. Normal people don't do this. Normal people bake cookies on the weekends. He just grinned at me. Or they go to the beach, he suggested helpfully. The beach sounds great. Let's go to the beach. I wasn't entirely sure I was kidding. Just ride forward and come in straight and strong. It'll ride fine. I wondered briefly if I still even owned a bathing suit. The next day, my thoroughbred Chauncey hopped over the table as if he barely needed to pick up his feet. Oh, it's gonna be a good day, I thought, and pressed on to the next jump. When I crossed the finish line, I was wearing a smile that lasted for the next 4 days. I still get a thrill in my chest whenever I think about that day. Nothing in my life compares to the thrill of finishing a challenging cross-country ride, whether it's an imposing course on my upper-level event horse or taking a green youngster around his first baby novice. And yet, when I walk my next course or ride around the dressage ring waiting to start my test, my stomach will still flip over. I'll still wake up on a competition morning, fantasizing about going to the beach instead of facing the stress of the day ahead. The stories in my head start spinning. What if we're not ready? What if I fall off? What if I'm not good enough? What if I don't belong at this level? Who do I think I am, anyway? I decided a few years ago that since they wouldn't just go away and leave me alone, I needed a way to cope with these frustrating, counterproductive thoughts and feelings. My students and my fellow trainers said that they did too. I started talking with people in other disciplines, dressage, hunter jumpers, saddle seat, and sure enough, they all said the same thing. No matter how much experience and success they had accumulated, coping with stress, anxiety, and pressure was a huge challenge. Colleagues who had conquered the most difficult competitions in the country told me that they still have a voice inside that says, "You're not good enough." And so the idea for this book was born. Quote, "I've spent most of my life riding horses. The rest, I've just wasted." Unknown source. Since you're reading this book, I suspect that you agree with this sentiment. You undoubtedly love horses and love riding to a degree that seems irrational or even obsessive to a lot of other people. Your non-horsey friends probably roll their eyes when you and a fellow equestrian strike up a conversation because they know they're going to be standing around for a while. However, like me, you probably also get stressed, nervous, or anxious sometimes, whether in competition or riding at home. It may feel like these emotions overtake the pleasure you get from your riding, and you want to change that. You're tired of the voices in your brain that say, "You can't do this," or "You're too old," or "Watch out, something terrible is going to happen." You need strategies that will help you become more confident in the saddle and enjoy your riding more. You also may feel like your brain plays tricks on you in competition situations. Your riding skills are there, but you need to sharpen your focus, or you have difficulty quieting the mental chatter in your mind. There are days when you and your horse are in perfect sync, but there are others when you completely forget everything you know and do every single thing you know you're not supposed to do. It's as if your brain completely freezes, like a computer that needs a reboot. Your practice at home is solid, but you aren't sure how to reproduce that level of confidence and quality in a competitive situation. Maybe you're in the midst of a crisis in your riding, caused by a major accident or injury, or by riding a horse that is damaging your confidence. Your brain won't seem to allow you to get past it. You don't know how to move beyond your current feelings of fear or frustration. You're not sure if you need to adjust your outlook, change your goals, or just sell your